Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast, where we explore how teaching, technology, and ethics intersect. I'm Michelle Dyte, a primary teaching assistant passionate about digital inclusion and responsible tech use. Today, we'll be looking at the ethical considerations of using technology in the classroom, focusing on student privacy, safeguarding, digital citizenship, and equitable access. Let's dive in. This past term, I've been reflecting on what it means to be digitally literate. Like many, I once thought it was about skills, how to use apps or navigate online platforms. But after exploring the work of researchers like René Hobbs, 2017, I now understand that digital literacy is more than just technical know-how. It's about critical thinking, ethical reflection, and cultural awareness in a media-saturated world. This mindset is especially important when supporting young learners or those with additional needs. Let's begin with student privacy. Digital tools, whether used for homework, assessment, or classroom communication, often collect vast amounts of data, sometimes without us even realising. But as educators, we must ask, who owns that data? Is it stored securely? Are we confident it meets GDPR standards? Our role in safeguarding goes beyond the physical environment. According to Sharples et al. 2019, as digital tools become more embedded in teaching, safeguarding must evolve to include online interactions, AI-driven platforms, and the way students are represented in digital spaces. Even something as simple as sharing classroom photos on ClassDojo or class social media platforms needs careful. It's not just about having a consent form, it's about creating a culture of caution. Now let's talk about digital citizenship. Hobbs 2017 argues education must empower learners, not only to access information, but to analyse and evaluate it, fostering a critical and ethical relationship with media and technology. In practice, this means teaching pupils to be kind and respectful online, to be able to spot misinformation, and to understand how algorithms influence what they're going to see. But it also means modelling those behaviours ourselves. Do I question the platforms I use? Do I take time to explain how and why we're using certain tools in the classroom? These moments are where my own digital literacy truly matters. Equity and access is for me one of the most pressing ethical concerns. During the pandemic, we saw firsthand how technology can widen the attainment gap. While some pupils had uninterrupted access to devices and fast internet, others were left behind, relying on paper-based learning or sharing tech at home with siblings. Sharples et al. 2019 highlights that meaningful digital innovation must address these disparities, not reinforce them. As educators, we need to ask, are the tools we use inclusive? Do they support learners of all backgrounds, including those with limited access or additional support needs? Using a tool that only benefits those with strong home support or high literacy levels, that's not innovation, it's exclusion. So how has this changed me? I've changed my perspective from being a passive tech user to a more critical tech questioner. When planning lessons, I ask, what are the hidden implications of this tool? Who benefits and who might be excluded? For learners, that means more than digital skills. It means critical digital thinking. Not only are we preparing them to use technology, we're preparing them to live with it, responsibly and reflectively. This, I believe, is the heart of what Hobbs 2017 calls a truly media literate learner. Thanks for joining me today. If you're an educator, I'd love to hear how you are navigating the ethical challenges of digital learning in your classroom. Until next time, stay curious, stay critical, and stay connected.